Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We are broadcasting live from IoT Solutions World Congress. It's an amazing event with amazing people, with big thinking going on, and it's brought to you by those incredible folks at Industrial Internet Consortium. That's IIConsortium.org. And you're saying, Scott, why do I need to connect with Industrial Internet Consortium? And I said, because you need to know about IoT. You need to know about IIoT, AI, and all of the components associated with Industry 4.0. That is your number one stop, period, bar none, is Internet. The Industrial Internet, see, I told you, Bill, Industrial Internet Consortium, see? I'm trying to get that. That's IIConsortium.org.
Another year, Scott.
And we've got a legend, and I've just screwed it up, but I got a legend. His name is Bill Hoffman. He's president of the Industrial Internet Consortium. Bill, I'm all worn out from that intro. I gave it my heart and soul. I'm ready for just a nice tall glass of, you know, some adult beverage and just rolling back, baby. How are you doing? This is an incredible event.
Hey, Scott, we're really happy. This is day two. The floor looks good.
It's just amazing.
It looks like we're going to make our projections for attendance. The exhibitors that I've talked to have been really, really happy. The conference sessions have been doing really well. We're just delighted with the show this year.
It's an amazing event. And every year, I sit back and I look at the innovation that goes on here, and it's innovation to try to solve problems. It's not just technology and innovation just because it's cool and it moves around real well. It is truly a desire to create a solution.
Exactly.
And solve problems and make your life easier and better through the use of technology and great thinkers.
Absolutely.
Like your team at IIC.
Yep, absolutely. And if you look around the floor, you see companies, everything from 5G companies to companies doing Wi-Fi antennas to companies that are doing robotics to companies that are applying these technologies in many, many different markets and industries. And it's fascinating to watch this grow. I've been here from the beginning, obviously, and it is amazing.
But what is so neat about it, and you're absolutely right, but what's so amazing is the collaboration, that collegial sort of effort to say, hey, I can't do this on my own.
Absolutely.
I can't. I need help, and I have this little segment that I play in this world, but I need this one and this one and this one. Let me find some help, and they're all open for helping.
Yep, and what we have done at the IIC is we've built the ecosystem. It has taken us a few years to get it, but we got it now.
No, it's the number one. So I asked, I think it was Richard I asked, I said, how much is this going to cost me if I want to know a little bit more about some, you know, information about IoT? It doesn't cost you.
It doesn't cost you.
It does. And I was like, well, there's no friction there. And so you can't, as an individual, as a, let's say, a person responsible for some operations, you can't sit back and say, well, I just don't know anything about IoT. You can go to that site, IIConsortium.org, and find out more with no problem, no friction.
Absolutely.
From the best of the best.
Absolutely. And we have a bunch of case studies on there, and we have our test beds on there, and we have profiles on there, and there's just a ton of information, access to all of our documents that we've created.
See, that's insane.
We've done a reference architecture, a security framework, an interoperability framework. These are all done, and they're all public.
See, listeners, don't come to me and say, well, I can't find any information, because it's all out there. You're not even trying if you can't find it, because it's all out there.
I got to tell you, too, if you look at like the people working on security, your company may have one of the best security people, but we got them all.
You do, man. And I've interviewed a bunch of them, and I think my ear starts to bleed just a tad bit. Not noticeably, but it does start to bleed a little bit, because it won't ever end.
No.
Especially from a security point of view.
Yeah.
It's like, and then they just start pulling on that thread. It's like, and we do the and. And it's like, oh, God.
You know, every time you connect something to a network, there's a security risk.
There is.
And if we're talking about adding tens of millions or billions of devices over the next several years,
Yeah, that's exactly right. And not to mention all of the legacy, devices in there. It's all out there. And I said, I don't even know where to start.
Well, the brick and mortar companies, that's it. 25 years ago, who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? How could you possibly prepare for this?
How can you?
So now you have to go back and retrofit, or you have to start from scratch.
But here's the funny
big investments.
Bill, here's the funny thing. I don't even know if people know what they don't know. I mean, they just, how? How do I know that I've got a potential issue with my devices from a security point of view? Because all I did was all of a sudden, you know, storage data cost went down and device capabilities went up. And it was like the perfect storm. So I can go buy a bunch of these devices, stick them out on the asset. I'm good to go. And I'm collecting data. But they never really thought about that other element.
Uh-oh
is a big way. So,
and you know, but one point about that, I mean, you think about some of the applications you see here on the floor, and we're talking about factories. We're talking about places where you have humans involved. And if you have security breaches, for example, people can get killed.
Yeah, it's a huge safety challenge.
Right.
It's not.
Right. It's one thing having your ID stolen. It's another thing having a factory hacked and having a mechanical operation go sideways and people get hurt or killed.
So this brings in a great segue to the conversation, Bill. One of the things that we talk about, it's all great. It's all wonderful. The tech is spectacular. You've got a bunch of individuals that are pushing the envelope to provide solutions. But if you look at it from a pie, right, this is a sliver of people who live in this world.
Right.
The rest really don't even understand or know.
Right.
Various degrees, maybe, just a little bit. Somebody said, hey, IoT.
Right.
Like, okay.
Well, that's to your point. I mean, there are technology shows, and then there's this event, which is more geared towards solutions.
Yeah.
So how do you apply these technologies across multiple business areas and multiple types of things like manufacturing?
And that message needs to get out.
And And that's what primarily our function of the IIC is to try to build the ecosystem and lower the barriers to entry, for example, to make sure that you can have a secure environment. And that's important, right?
Because it's huge.
Let's face it, at this point in the market, which I now consider to be several years old, I still believe that we've just sold to the early innovators.
I absolutely agree with you on that.
And in order for us to cross over to the mainstream, we absolutely have to lower the barriers to entry. And one of those, obviously, is security.
That's exactly.
The second one is interoperability. Right? This stuff has to work together and it has to be secure. And it has to scale.
It has to scale.
Right? That's another thing.
And I was talking to a large oil company, and they're trying to, they've got a, what is the strategy to scale?
Right.
I mean, assets galore. How do you scale that in a way that you don't compromise security? You achieve what you need to achieve. You solve problems, but you've got to manage that. I mean, that is a challenge. You got to be smart.
Yep.
A lot of IIC folks are smart like that.
They are smart like that. And that's actually why we like working with them.
So how do you get that message out, Bill?
I think events like this are very important because we've got over 4,000 people that paid good money to come to the Congress.
Yeah.
And they're here, obviously, because they have a big interest in this. And I think that, you know, what we're able to do is bring practitioners and the actual users to the stage and to actually give their own stories. So rather than hear from a vendor what could be or should be or might be, we're hearing the good, the bad, and in some cases, the ugly.
Yes.
Because, you know, obviously not all these cases are successful. I mean, the reason why IIC does test beds is exactly for that reason. It may work, it may not work. No one's ever done it before.
But see, what's interesting about the test beds, they'll go in with a preconceived objective.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going in and I'm going to make this widget run around, do whatever it needs
to
do.
They go in looking for a solution.
That's right. So they go in and look, and it's not uncommon to come up with whoa, there's a new application that can be applied, which is another use case, which is another opportunity for value and solving a problem.
And new products and services.
New products and services.
Right. That's the whole case. Right? Yeah. That's why the vendors are involved, right?
Yeah.
Because they have to learn how to work together. We all have to understand how to solve these problems for our customers, and we all need to make money. So ultimately, we need the use cases to help us understand the disruptive products and services.
But the discipline behind that. You've got to have the people saying, okay, I got a use case, and be able to properly communicate that out, not just sort of leave it alone, but you've got to have that discipline to do that.
That's right. That's why we bring so many end users here, and we actually require the presenters to bring an end user to the Congress.
Is that new or is that
new?
That's new.
That's
that
new.
Is a brilliant.
Yep.
addition to that.
Because if I'm a vendor standing up, you're only going to take my credibility so far.
And that's
but
true.
But if I bring a customer who says, I've done it, and this is what we learned, and this is what worked, and this is where we had issues, and this is how we solved them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we get this market going.
And see, that's powerful. I love that. Because it has to, that message has to get out. So here at this particular conference, AKA Congress, you have use case presentations with customers, and then you have test beds. And give us a little background on the test bed and how were those individuals selected versus all the other ones?
Sure. Well, there is actually a panel that selects. So it's not the IIC. It's an independent panel. And not all those test beds are IIC test beds. A good portion of them are, but they will look at any test bed. And if it's relevant to the industry, yep, they get on the floor. They pick the best 10 or 12 or whatever we have.
How many submitted their value proposition?
Oh, I think they had over 45. And this is what they ended up selecting.
Wow.
So a year ago, we couldn't have got 45. And a year before that, we wouldn't even gotten close.
No, but you've been building this for 5 years.
Not just us. Vendors, users, people do test beds outside of the IIC.
My goal is to be able to get some test bed interviews just because I want to hear about the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dwell on the ugly. I want to, but nonetheless, have that real world viewpoint of what's going on and maybe the solution around it.
The ugly is not so bad to hear, right?
That's
because
true.
If it helps you avoid the same pitfall, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah,
right? And because this is all basically greenfield, most of this stuff has never been done before.
Right.
You're going to have some things that work better than others.
Right.
And the other thing we find here is that we have competitors working together, in some cases pretty much for the very first time in the same account, solving the same problem. And they're willing to do that because it's a test bed. Right? And we're all learning. Yeah, and we're all learning.
But it has to be, and it has to be collaborative. You can't. There's no way. There's no company out there, maybe they'll claim that, but there's no company out there that says, yeah, we do it from beginning to end. We have the solution to do that.
Absolutely right. And that's how we formed the IIC. It was exactly that. And General Electric was the first company that bellied up and said, we want to be in this market. We can't do it all. We need to put together the ecosystem. Let's form a consortium to do that. And that's how this all started.
Son of a gun. And I'm telling you, I've been to a number of conferences. The level of passion that exists here. And so I've had the fortunate opportunity to interview a number of people. And what makes it so enjoyable is the level of energy that each one has for what they're doing and the problems that they're solving. And many, some don't, what does the future hold? Don't know. But boy, it is exciting.
It certainly is exciting.
And the great stories that come out of saying, hey, we did this, and we thought that this was going to be outcome, but this was the outcome, and it changed lives.
Right.
And it's happening so fast.
And it's happening so fast. it's an awesome place to be for me.
You guys, I'm telling you, man, you knocked it out
of the park. How much more
fun
could we have, Scott?
I don't think you can. I know I'm just dying on this.
And we get to be in Barcelona.
Yeah, with paella.
Which is one of my favorite cities.
It is great. We had an opportunity to eat at Los Cariolas.
We were there Sunday night.
Is that just the best place?
It is the best place.
They had the music, and then I was trying to climb, because if you have to go to the restroom, you have to climb multiple
it's
stairs.
It's not handicap accessible.
It's not handicap accessible.
There is no ADA in Spain.
There isn't. I'm climbing up the steps, and I've got to go sideways because I'm scraping up against the side wall. And I'm going, okay, keep going. Apparently there's, but it's that charm.
It is. Well, it's also one of the most advanced smart cities in the world.
Is that in?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. They started about 18 years ago, believe it or not. And they've had a tremendous infrastructure investment here and they want to be the premier smart city in Europe. So that's another reason why this fits well.
It does. Now, IIC, this is not the only event you have that sits there and really promotes and tries to, grow this ecosystem.
It is our only event. We participate in other events, but we'll do a track or we'll have speakers
there. Yeah, you
have
there, smaller ones,
but
right?
this is our event. This is a partnership with FIRA, and our role is to build the Congress and to help position the event. But this is the only one we do.
But you have other events that are part of your organization.
Oh, we have quarterly member meetings. Yeah. Like I say, and we do tracks at other events. Good. And stuff. But this is the big...
This is it.
This is it.
I'm telling you, people... The feedback that I always receive, because I always... My conversation is, how is your conference going? And everybody is just saying, it's great. Great attendance. Great people. You know, worthwhile and all of that good stuff. And that's important.
It's important.
And you guys have been growing for the past 5 years.
Yes, we have.
Started with 400?
Started with, 4,000.
4,000.
Yep.
4,000.
Yeah, 400 on the Congress, I think.
There you go. Yep. And then it's just
now there's 4,000 for the Congress.
Yeah.
And we'll do over 16,000 here this year. We have the same amount of square meters, which we're happy with.
Okay, I have to have your opinion on this. So I come in the day before, right? And it's chaotic. But nobody feels like they're concerned or scared. They're still sawing, and they're still painting, and it's like nobody, and it still looks like they're not even, there's no way. They're not, and then you come the next day, and it's like, oh.
It's gorgeous.
It's done. Yeah. I was leaning up against that wall that's right in front of us, and it's like, it's painted. It's drywalled. It's paved. It's like, I have never been to a conference like this. It's always like, flip, 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 boom, boom, boom. Yep. This is legit.
This is, well, FIRA is, this is what they do.
They do a great job.
This is why they're a great partner.
Yeah. Arola.
Arola.
Holy cow.
Yep, powerful.
That's an understatement. and her temperament is like this the whole time, just level. Yep. And I said, you know, Arola, that there's chaos going on inside there. Yeah, but you need to go to this restaurant, Scott, because it's a great restaurant. That's why did you hear me? No, she didn't.
We very much enjoy working with the FIRA people. Not only culturally, but just personally. Yeah. They're a good group of people. They know what they're doing. They have plenty of resource. And to grow this event, you need something like that.
You do.
You know, a small consortium like ours 5 years ago could never have dreamed of building an event like this.
Yeah, this is stunning.
It takes a great partner.
So where do you see it going? Put on your future hat on.
Well, we've repositioned the show to some degree from the early days of industrial internet to now being more focused on digital transformation, right? Which means as advanced technologies start getting more involved, particularly things like artificial intelligence, augmented reality, blockchain, how do we bring those in and apply them to solutions? And there'll be other new technologies that evolve over the next few years as well. So I see this, as a continuum. It's never going to stop, right? We're never going to have all the answers. The technology is going to keep advancing. We got to figure out how to harness it, how to make money at it.
Yeah.
And I think that if we continue to do that, the show will continue to flourish.
It has to. And the value proposition for IIC is significant because the level of change, the dynamic nature of what you guys are doing and the market and the people you interact with require a level of nimbleness on your part.
Right.
I just talk about the ethical component and having the structure to be able to put that in writing of what that is.
Yep.
I have no clue.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But because he's a part of a group that thinks about that and understands the implications and the challenges associated with it.
And they're smart guys.
Again. I'm happy to put my shoes on properly.
I'm with you.
Because they are just, I was talking to Richard's son.
Yep.
And he just said, how do you provide insurance around a driverless vehicle, a car? And I said, I have no idea. I don't even know how you do that.
That's
how do you wrap it? I have no clue.
Nobody else has either.
I know, I was just gonna say
he gave you a loaded question there.
He did. I just said, I have no idea. I don't even know where how you would even structure that.
Well, if you want to go into autonomous vehicles, there's a whole bunch of issues related to that
tons.
We've got years to sort out. I don't care what people tell you about autonomous vehicles. You ain't going to be seeing them anytime soon driving down your street.
You're not.
Ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen here in Barcelona either.
Well, until we get vehicle-to-vehicle defined, for standards.
That's true.
And until we have vehicle-to-infrastructure defined as standards, this is a showstopper. And then when you think about vehicle-to-infrastructure, in the United States, for example, every town is responsible for its own traffic lights and its stop signs.
Okay.
So if we were to develop a new standard for an autonomous vehicle to use infrastructure such as a modern stoplight,
yeah,
the towns would have to fund that.
Wow.
Each town. Or because I don't think Uncle Sam's going to write a check for, you know,
a gazillion dollars.
For a gazillion dollars. Right?
No, they're not.
But if you think about it, it's a real problem.
It is.
Vehicle to vehicle is the same thing. Now, they tell you 5G is going to solve all these problems.
The scuttlebutt.
And I'm going to tell you that wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And it will maybe ultimately be a big part of it. But without the standards, it's almost impossible.
It gets down to that human element and the standards associated with that, because the technology truly is... You know, it's there, and it's like, you know, that's not a problem, but it's always that human and the standards and being able to sort of put the proper box around it.
Yep.
Because, you know, they're just, sometimes you just don't have answers.
You don't have answers. And you know, I've seen people say, 5G is going to solve the autonomous vehicle issue. And I'm thinking, well, let's think about this. If I'm in a car, driverless car going 60 miles an hour, and there's another driverless car coming head on at me at 60 miles an hour, do I really want to trust the cloud? Because both of us are covering how many feet a second?
Very fast. That's something you need to ask Richard. He probably just does that right in his head.
I'm sure he does, but you know, that's a big showstopper.
Yeah, it is. Right? It is, and that's what's always fascinating, because, yeah, but you guys are right there.
We're going to solve those problems.
You're going to solve them.
We're going to solve those
problems.
They
are. You are. And it's what's fascinating. It's like you're having that dialogue. You're doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that dynamic.
We know what has to be done.
It does.
Now we just got to get it done.
Boy, you got some job security there, my friend. All right, you listeners out there. That's Bill Hoffman. He's smarter than I am. He's smarter than a lot of people. Hey, are you active on LinkedIn?
I am.
Okay, you reach out to him. And it's Bill Hoffman, not William Hoffman.
Thank you very much,
Scott.
It is.
And all right, you listeners out there, once again, we are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress. And it's brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. And just like Bill said, you got solutions out there that's free to download. That's free, no friction. And you got to know this stuff, because it is coming down the turnpike. So find out more and how this technology and how the people here can help transform your business and solve problems. Got it. You're awesome. All right. Thank you very much, guys, for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Be bold, be safe, dare greatly, and change the world. That's what we're all about here at IIC. So thank you very much. Another great interview right around the corner, but it's not going to top Bill.